This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Tire Buyer, buy tires online, get them shipped for free to an installer of your choice. Save 12% off with code MMA12. Hotel Collection. Bring luxury hotel scenting home. Save 20% off with code FIT20. Defense Soap. Everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 690.
690.
My name is Engel Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By my fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's happening?
I'm tracking the Bears game on my phone, and it's not going well. The Vikings are beating them. So,
what does it just say? Gay! Every 5 seconds, gay!
We were talking before the show started that, you know, the Bears should just lose, right?
Yeah, they should lose out the string here. What are we playing for?
Last place.
Right, because I think I want to say the projections had them at like a 9th pick overall. Just fucking lose out.
Wait, how did they get to 9? Even if they lose every game, it's only 9?
I don't know. That's was what the one mock draft that I saw.
Yeah.
And I don't know how that projected them out, cuz I haven't looked at it to see like how bad are they compared to everybody else.
Well, they got to play Green Bay. They got to play Detroit again.
Loss.
And then San Francisco, I think. So
should be more losses.
Just go again. I think that's right. So it should be 3 losses and we're done. You know, today seems like a loss.
Just put us out of our misery. I always like the off season and the hope of the new season.
Yes.
That's my favorite time of the year because you're 0-0. And I'm so excited for this season.
And our team is so awesome during that time.
We added all this talent. All this good shit's going to happen. And then we're like 4-2. We're doing awesome. And then just a fucking Hail Mary derails the season. You fucking fire everybody. And
we're like, our team sucks. This life sucks.
Yeah, everything sucks. And then I'll even put it in a more perspective. I'll share this tweet that someone else posted.
Oh, more stats?
Yeah, so let's see. I got to move some things around on Zoom here. Hang on.
4.
Yeah, how bad have Chicago sports been? This is how many playoff games they've won in the last 7 years. It's 4. In the last 7 years, it's what? White Sox with 2, Blackhawks with 1, and the Bulls with 1.
Nothing for the Bears or the Cubs.
Fucking embarrassing, man.
Well, the White Sox are, forget it.
Well, I don't know how they
go from being awesome to being that shitty so fast is bad.
I don't know. I saw something that was listing the highest paid person on each team and what they were making. And Oakland was at the bottom of that list. And then the White Sox were right above that.
Wow.
So it's usually, and it's weird because baseball, there's no fucking salary cap. So you can spend your way to first place.
Some guy just got a contract for like
$750 million or something.
Yeah, which is crazy. Biggest contract in sports history or something.
Good for him.
Good for
him. I don't know if it's worth it. I don't follow it, but
be like Ohtani, where you get the money, 98% of the money at the end of the contract. But it's a big contract. You just get to the finish line. Good luck. So
it's wild. I don't know what happened and how all of our sports got derailed. Because the Cubs got a World Series, the White Sox got one, the Blackhawks had a stretch there where they got like 3 Stanley Cups in 10 years.
Bulls haven't been good since the 90s.
Bulls, yeah, I was going to say they had 3-1 and 3, so they had 6. But yeah, we're just in this weird stretch right now of
shitty Chicago sports.
Tough to be a Chicago sports fan.
Sure is.
Next year.
Next year.
Right. And well, both team Blackhawks and Bears will have new head coaches. So,
yep.
And hopefully they'll spend wisely in the off seasons.
I hope so.
But then you start looking back at who was on each team and who you traded away. I'm like, oh my God, we should have kept that guy, or you should have kept that guy. Because this rebuild, I think sometimes they go too aggressive with how much they're trying to cut, thinking, oh, we're not going to be good for 5 years, so let's get rid of all the good guys and get all these draft picks. I'm like, sometimes you don't want to trade away established talent just hoping on lottery picks, because right. I would say, I don't know what the percentage is of them working out. A lot of times they don't work out, because if you don't know what the hell you're picking, you're not going to have good players. So sometimes you need to keep the good guys, or you're going to have to trade and pay a king's ransom to get someone
decent.
Yeah. That was comparable to what you had. So,
right.
It's frustrating. Let's talk about some MMAs. Let's get into more frustrations. Where do you want to start?
I don't know. Colby Covington?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I'll start here, okay?
Go ahead.
I'm sure this will be okay to play. He comes out with the Hulk, right? Hogan, that is. Not the Hulk. Sorry.
I am a real American.
Hogan's looking like a little old. He's having a hard time holding that flag up.
It's pretty heavy. Ingo.
He's like, I'm tired.
He's promoting his beer.
That's probably it, huh?
Beer. And Chael Sonnen in this corner, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Chael said he had thought about throwing the towel at some point during that fight. Do you think that warranted it?
No. And what about that cut? Like, I got a problem.
He dies.
Oh, picture.
He dies.
I got a picture.
Oh, towels.
Let's see. Picture of said cut.
It's pretty good. It's a good gash. Ouch.
And it's weird. Like, why? And I forgot what did the doctor say? Oh, she said he's going to lose his eyelid and stop the fight. Like, so was that justified for that tiny ass fucking cut?
I mean, you got to see if it's going to open up anymore, but it's pretty bad. I mean, not going to lie. It's pretty bad.
Well, he kept digging into it too and reopening it. Like, what are you doing? Like, the corner just did everything nice. And he's like, ugh. Like, oh, my God, man. Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, pretty one-sided fight.
Boy. Yeah. I'm not angry. I don't like Covington because his character is just a shtick. That's not his real personality, and that's why he's not successful at promoting himself. You got to be who you are. You can't try to be this fake guy. Doesn't work. You either have the charisma, like Connor, and even I'd say Nate Diaz. Like, there's just an aura about certain people. And he does not have it. And he tries too hard to make it happen. So it kind of feels good to see him lose. And I don't have anything else for said card.
No, me neither.
Because I was going to say, there is no UFC until January 11th, which is kind of insane. And then it's that Mackenzie Dern headline card.
Oh, okay.
Against, I think, Rebus. So it's going to be.
What are we going to do? Crazy. What are we going to talk about?
Go on hiatus. Yeah. We're just going to become a Chicago sports podcast, complain about the Bears, the Blackhawks.
That's all it is. Just Chicago complaining. Teams. Complaining. And
no. These guys fucking suck, man.
Fucking Bears. Like, yeah. I bet you that would sell. This town is so frustrated. It's just like you tune in and it's just all negative the whole time. At least they're like, see, these fuckers feel like how I feel.
That's what I think. Every clip that I see on Twitter that comes across the feed, it is what 100% was going on. Like, oh my God, this blah, blah, blah. Fuck these guys. So, let's do a little sponsor action.
Touchdown, by the way.
Good. Do them all up. Start all the backups.
Okay.
Sit Caleb.
Yeah, you want to do a little sponsors?
Yeah, that's good. I think it's me. Yeah, it is. This episode is brought to you by Blue Chew. Does Blue Chew work? If you're asking the question, we want you to know that Blue Chew is putting their money where their mouth is by giving you a month free.
Blue Chew is an online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra at a fraction of the cost in chewable form. Simple process. Sign up at BlueChew.com. Consult with one of their licensed medical providers. And once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. Best part, made in the U.S., all done online, shipped right to your door. Means you don't got to go to the doctor office or have weird conversations at the pharmacy line. Take them any day, anytime. so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises.
Nice.
I need like lights.
Christmas Christmas tree. Yeah, Blue Chew wants men rock hard. They told me that's the mission. They will not stop until every man is bricked up like a brick house, till every tent is pitched, till every rod is raised. Discover your options at bluechew.com. And we've got a special deal for our audience. You can try Blue Chew free. Just pay $5 shipping at checkout when you visit bluechew.com. That's bluechew.com and receive your first month free. Visit bluechew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring MMA Nuts.
Thank you. This episode is sponsored by Lucy. 100% pure nicotine, always tobacco free. 100% pure nicotine, always tobacco free. Lucy isn't like every other nicotine pouch company that's owned by Big Tobacco. They're like the mom and pop shop of pouches. Pouches come in a variety of strengths, from 4 milligrams all the way up to 12, with a variety of flavors, including apple ice, wintergreen, mango, and espresso. If you're not a pouch guy or gal, Lucy gum is available in 2 milligram, 4, or 6. Set yourself up with a subscription and have Lucy delivered straight to your door. Save 20% off with code FIT20. No commitment. Cancel anytime.
That's right. And let's level up your nicotine routine with Lucy. Go to lucy.co/fit20 and use promo code FIT20 to get 20% off your first order. Lucy has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. That's lucy.co. Use code FIT20 to get 20% off. And here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age, and every order is age verified. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Okay, here we go. This is where I just figure out if I'm still cognitively there. Are you ready? The holidays are all about surprises, right? Well, today's sponsor, OneSkin, is really taking that to heart. As the first company to target skin aging at the cellular level, OneSkin wants to give you the gift of healthy aging free. Throughout the month of December, you'll get a free travel size product valued at up to $42 with every order of $125 or more. Best part, you'll get a different gift each week. And the difference between OneSkin's products and others on the market is that OneSkin is formulated with a proprietary OS1 peptide. This is a peptide the four founders, who are all skin longevity scientists, developed after testing 900 other ingredients. And it's scientifically proven to switch off the aging, dysfunctional cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. Whether you're on the hunt for the perfect gift, we're treating yourself, now is the time to try OneSkin, because with every new purchase of $125 or more this month, you'll receive a free travel size product, and it changes each week. So there's always a surprise gift waiting for you. For a limited time, save 15% with code FIT15 when you check out at oneskin.co. This holiday season, invest in your skin's long-term health, because healthy aging is a gift.
That's right. And what do I personally like about OneSkin? The handy dandy, you know, carrying case, not really carrying case, but it's like how it dispenses. Dispenser, put it on your skin, makes it nice and smooth, sometimes even delicious, Ingo. And it's founded by and led by an all-woman team of skin longevity scientists. OneSkin is redefining the aging process with their proprietary OS01 peptide. First ingredient proven to help skin look, feel, and behave like its younger self. Get 15% off with code FIT15 at oneskin.co. That's 15% off at oneskin.co with code FIT15. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Invest in your health and longevity of your skin with OneSkin. Your future self will thank you. Just like Hells that. Yeah. Back to the show.
Back to the show. Did you see this UFC 311 poster? Check this out. Makhachev, Sarukian, and Dashvili Nurmagomedov.
Whoa.
Crazy.
It's like fire and ice.
Yeah. I think I like this one. It's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Big fan. Good fight, too. I'm excited to see what's going to happen there.
Yeah. We're going to have action. Someone's getting knocked out.
I hope so.
Or
we'll be hungry for action because of all the no UFC.
Seriously.
Weeks.
And then I'm going to have to blur this out, unfortunately, but this is 14 years ago this fight happened.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
December? Let me think.
Let's make sure there's no sound. Okay.
Oh, shit.
The fucking Showtime kick.
There it is. Benson Henderson, Anthony Pettis.
Yep.
Man, WEC was...
What was this shit?
I loved it. The smaller cage, I think you said that before, right? That's... I think it's just more action, smaller cage.
And it was like, it was always feisty guys in there. There was always, and I forgot what it was on, like a Tuesday night or
yeah,
something, Tuesday or Wednesday night, middle of the week. You just sit down, chill, and always good fights. And I think it was that small cage because there's nowhere to go. And you have hungry guys fucking getting after it.
Yep.
Oh, I miss those days. Those are glory days of MMA that people won't even know about. Because now you're like watered down a little bit.
Yeah.
What else is happening?
Well, it's time.
Here we go.
Are you ready for today's UFC yep. trivia game brought to you by MMA Fighting, where Matt gets 5 clues to guess the UFC fighter? Okay. Here we go. I feel like this is going to be a bullshit one. You're going to get angry. The first.
I'm just saying Matt hates losing more than Matt likes winning. So go ahead.
True. So it's only a matter of time. How quickly will he get the answer? How quickly will he get angry? Is the question.
That's right. I'll tell you after. Name that new tune and two.
I think
notes,
it's going to be one question.
Two questions. Okay,
ready? Former UFC champ.
Tim Sylvia.
Whoa, that would be crazy if you picked that. Nope. Yeah. Won the UFC belt in just 11th pro fight.
Forrest Griffin.
That was a good guess. Nice. Nope.
Okay.
Lighter. Beat Dominic Cruz to capture the belt in Masterclass at UFC 207.
TJ Dillashaw.
Ooh, I think you might be right. TJ, hang on. That doesn't come up. There it is, because there's your dot. Here we go. No.
Okay.
3-6 since the UFC title win. Man. They're not giving you much here.
Well, beat Dominic Cruz for.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Cody Garbrandt.
Cody Garbrandt. Yes, you got
That's
it.
That's what I was thinking about. I fucked that up. I thought it was Dillashaw beating him. I'm like, oh, no, that was Garbrandt. Okay.
Nice Fair work. Enough. You got Thanks. It in 4. Good job.
I didn't get angry this time. I didn't have the Hulk out.
He almost did.
There's a new fight league. I don't know if you saw this. It's GFL.
No.
I will pull this up so you can kind of see. It's going to be I believe it's a team-based sport, which is weird because we tried this in the past with the IFL. But you could see who's going to fight. So weird, Pettis is in there. But you got Tyron Woodley, Fabricio Verdum, Gustafsson. Wow. Thiago Santos. I hope all these guys aren't fighting. Arlovsky. Fucking Arlovsky. Hector Lombard, Luke Rockhold. Man.
Jeez.
Vanderlei Silva. Alan Belcher.
This is like a senior league.
Jeremy Stevens. Yeah, seriously, because when you go back, I think some people were listing the ages. 46. Oh, Frank Mir's in there. Fuck off. Frank Mir is in here. Oh, he is. Look at that. Fucking Frank Mir. Holy shit. So I believe so. They're doing a team based sport. Like, I don't know if they're doing captains because if you remember, the IFL was a while ago and it was team based with captains. I remember Bas Rutten was a captain for one of the teams, but
okay.
Team-based MMA it doesn't work because if it's similar to how the IFL was, you had a handful of teams, and I believe they would do 5 fights a show. So you'd have team versus team, and then you'd go weight class versus weight class, like working your way through. And it just I don't know. Everyone's trying a new angle, but again, this is what I think we were asking for. I don't know, a few weeks ago, right?
Something
like,
different.
Can we get a bill? I don't know if we have a billionaire backing this, but I feel like you're going to lose a fuck ton of money in this. Because yeah. I think they're trying to do it on a more fair basis. Maybe they're going to try the 50-50 split.
Right.
Of the org keeps 50 and the fighters get 50, which I don't know if that works for longevity, because I feel like Bellator was doing that or close to it, and it didn't fucking had to sell it. Yeah. But again, there's a lot of other factors of how are they promoting it? Who are your fighters?
Well, they got a nice list of names, but they're just like seniors.
Seriously, how expensive is
10 years out of their prime, if not more?
Right. And do we want to really see a fucking 45-year-old Frank Mir versus a 47-year-old Verdum? I don't know. I feel like once you're mid-40s, you should probably hang it up. Heavyweights can go later, but fuck, Arlovsky, you're going to have Arlovsky out there fighting Frank Mir? And the only caveat to this is maybe they're not going to drug test. Can we just make up the rules right now? No fucking drug test.
You love this idea. That's a game changer. If that's
the case. I feel that's a big deal. Like, let's not even fight in the United States then, so we can do whatever the fuck we want. Pride rules. I don't know. Do 50-year-old guys need to be soccer kicking people in the head?
I would hope not.
I would hope so. Yeah, let's do it. Fuck it. Kick them in the head.
You would hope so. Blow it out.
Yeah, but I feel like you're going to need a fuck ton of money. Who knows? Be around for a few years. Hope for the best. So I'm going to see if I can click on their little link here and see if it'll give me anything else. Just as a global team-based MMA league launching in 2025, packed with legends, top contenders, rising stars, and nonstop action. April 2025. Okay, we'll see. I just need to know. I'm going to have to do some research. Maybe that's what I'll do in the next few weeks, is look into this more deeply and see who's funding them. Because I feel like you're going to need $1 billion to properly fund a new sport league. It's going to take you might not need that, but you're going to need at least $100 million.
Yeah. I mean, especially if it's a worldly one, right?
Right.
Flying all over the place.
Yeah. So we'll see. Because I don't even know, like, are you fighting in a cage, a ring? Are you developing some kind of new pit? Does it look like the Karate Combat elevated? So
that would be cool. I do like that.
I do too.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
Because you're not a downed opponent when you're laying on that. You can get teed off on.
Yep.
I do have one other fight league. Well, we're on that. I might as well just play this video then.
I'm ready.
I got to listen. There's fucking music playing in the background, unfortunately. So we'll just kind of get the gist of it. I'm not sure what you name this. So I'll show you this. Maybe you can come up with a name here. Here you go.
Whoa. This is pretty crazy.
It's like power slappish.
Yeah, I don't even notice the power slapping.
And these two look like they're brothers or something.
These women are strong.
Oh yeah, they are. They're thick.
They're like on heels and everything.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. Holy shit. Huh. It's like chicken fighting, right?
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
I've done that in a pool.
That's a good find.
What else is happening?
Well, Nate Diaz, you know, he got in trouble. If you recall, a while back, he got into this altercation here. And he got charged with a misdemeanor battery from this thing. And it looks like, you know, it's going to go to some sort of hearing.
Too much, though. He just pushed the guy in his face.
I know, but, you know, people get butt hurt.
Well, because he's got money. So,
yeah.
I want to come after your money. Like Conor McGregor, people coming after his money.
I think he's going after his own money.
Yeah. He's on his own planet. He's trying to post stuff like he's relevant. It's over. It's done. Let's see what random fight news do I have. I saw Sage Northcutt signed with the PFL.
Whoa.
So we'll see what happens.
Are they going to give him a fight or is he just signed?
Yeah, I don't know. Depends on what he makes. You sign for 10 grand, he'll fucking fight next week.
Right.
But if he signs for 200 grand, he ain't fighting anytime soon. And then the other one, we got a strongman fight coming up. You got Marius Pujanowski. He's going to fight Eddie Hall sometime in 2025. Eddie Hall is another just
massive.
Yeah, super big guy. He's more power lifter. Pujanowski was like, I think they're both world's strongest man type of guys, but Puj seemed more ripped than Eddie. And Eddie's been training MMA, so we'll see. Because I think there were some videos with him and Tom Aspinall.
Okay.
And Aspinall's like, I think he fucking leg kicked Eddie and dropped him. He's like, what the fuck, man? Because those big guys not used to getting kicked in the leg. Well, most people aren't used to taking a hard leg kick. And it's it could be life-changing.
Again, no thanks for me. I've taken a few and I don't like it. I'm good.
No, I just like giving them. I don't mind. It's whatever, right?
Ugh.
And we always had fucking shin guards on. I wonder what that would. Well, that's why I always said too, if I was going to get into like some sort of an altercation, what if I just leg kick someone? What would happen? Would I drop
you
them?
Did what?
Like if there was some kind of street fight scenario and I needed to do something, like what if I just leg kick someone? Is that gonna work?
Just leg kick him to death?
Well, just one. If you unloaded one like lunging Bas Rutten leg kick on someone, does that end it right there?
It might possibly end it. Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of what's the way you can end the fight quickest without killing someone. Is that the best way?
Choke them unconscious.
Well, of course, but you could hold the choke too long. Choking would be most effective because there's going to be no bruising.
Right. Maybe around the neck.
You just set them down gently. But then the problem is they wake up and then they're super angry and then there's going to be another fight. So you need to disable them somehow. Anyway. What else is going on? Jesus. Before I digress too much, Ingo.
Oh, boy. Pat Downey is a college wrestler who's been going through the jiu-jitsu circuit. And so he has this fight where he chokes a dude unconscious, right? Here he is.
Yes.
And the guy gets up and gets pissed at him. And then they kind of like get into a little scrap and do a little shit talking, right? And apparently, because they both threw blows at each other, he gets disqualified from this. And
that's bullshit.
I'm wondering your thoughts. Like the guy came after him in that video. I think he, you know, maybe he didn't need to talk shit, but you can't get in trouble for talking shit.
No, shit's part of the sport.
Yeah.
At the pro level.
The other dude swung first.
Yeah, it's self-defense. He should not get disqualified. That's 100% horse shit. I would imagine it was was he fighting a Brazilian fighter and is he in a Brazilian tournament?
I don't know, but
I'm just saying because it sounds like someone's protecting their own. Like, oh, absolutely. You disrespect our guy? Fuck you! You right. Disqualified.
That's right. It's Brazilians. I still Kael Sonnen is my favorite. Vanderlei, this is your country. You're supposed to be the good guy. What are you doing?
you're
making me look like the good guy. Stop it.
And he did.
He totally did. And then I think Chael thought he was actually going to get murdered.
Mm-hmm.
I think he did.
Yeah, because there was a time too. He's like, I don't know if I should go to Brazil. You know, we're gonna have to get security to protect you if you're gonna go. All right, let's see what's going on. Like Romanian MMA, it's got some weird shit going on. Once again, I can't play sound. So, who posted this? This is Happy Punch on Twitter saying.
Okay.
That this fighting event in Romania last weekend is like a fever dream. So it's kind of a montage of shit. So here we go. So you have three women, some sort of MMA boxing, and now you have three guys going, and now it's five guys.
What the?
Now back to three women.
And these people are all on the same team?
I don't know what this. Whoa, what the hell's going on there? I don't know who's on what team. It's just
and women versus
two versus two, five versus five.
It's the shorts, Matt. Look at the shorts. That's how you know.
Okay.
Look, see the outfits.
Seriously, I don't.
What, that's a woman.
What the hell is going on? I don't know. It looks like they like to have fun out there. And they, I believe from the same event, they had this interesting walk-in. We'll just say it's interesting. I don't know what they're doing, but they like the party. So here you go.
What the fuck? Is that Tony Ferguson?
It sure looks like it, right?
What is happening?
I don't know.
I'm afraid to keep watching in case those things pop out.
Yeah. I
feel like they're popping. I think anybody wants to
see it. But yeah, I mean, you can get the gist of it. I don't know if we just see much more of that. Anyway, a lot of that's getting blurred. To go to Romania and see what the hell's going on at the MMA situation.
That's too aggressive, in my opinion. Too much.
A little bit.
Over the line, man.
Over the line. You know, at the mark of zero. Fuck. All right. What else is happening?
I got a couple KOs and a knowledge, I think, left.
I got a handful of other things. Let me do a handful of other things, and I'll catch up to some KOs. So, you know, we've seen some of the armored MMA, like those guys wearing full knight's armor.
Yep.
Yeah, so someone posted the after effects of what happens when you're in one of those battles. Oh, so I'll just show you.
Oh, damn.
Like, there's some of the beating going on, but, like, fuck. That
looks like you took a shield right to the shoulder.
Yeah, you can see the shield mark.
Yeah.
Like, fucking Captain America, why are you fucking people up?
These people are nuts.
Yeah.
I always thought they were just covered up and it was no big deal.
That's what I thought. I had no idea you were taking that much damage.
Yeah.
And then...
respect.
Seriously. This ACD MMA on Twitter asked a question. He said, what is the most insane MMA-related AI image that you have seen so far? So this is going to be a whirlwind as I just kind of scroll through stuff.
Okay,
so,
here we go.
We got to get through some ads and... oh, my.
Oh, my God.
That just looks normal. Dana Glazing John. Perfect. Okay. Why with all the gay?
I don't know. A lot of gay shit happening.
There's
cat. That's funny. Diddy and Dana. Corey in space with the chicken. That's awesome.
Hang on. I don't know why. Boy, it's red.
How big is that
giant goose?
Goose.
Oh, my God. Crack rock.
I like it.
The fuck? I fuck goats. Cool.
that one I liked. Did you see that one?
Where yeah.
Made him give him a present. That was pretty fun.
These are so weird.
This is
scary.
But
you get the gist. AI is scary.
That's just really scary. It can make shit happen that didn't happen.
Yeah. Well, I've got a note here. It says, remember when weigh-ins used to be fun because they didn't enforce any dress code? So this is from some fight league. I don't know which one, but this is a former UFC fighter, Jessica Rose Clark.
Yes, and?
Holding. She's got some fun tattoos.
She does.
But, I mean, I was seeing this, and I was just reminiscing about... oh, yeah, weigh-ins used to be fucking cool because they didn't give a shit what fighters wore.
Right. You can wear anything you want.
Yep. So can we go back to those days where anything goes?
Fan.
Maybe that's what the GFL should do or whatever they're calling themselves. Anything goes.
Yeah, make it a spectacle.
Yep. That's what it's about, a spectacle. I feel like we've gotten away from spectacle.
Yeah.
Let's do a little ass and nuts.
Ooh. What do you got?
It's a little MMA uncensored. You got to build your team here.
Oh,
you got $12. Build your MMA team. So the top tier, you got Francis Ngannou, Israel Adesanya, Alex Pereira. That's your $6 level. Your $4, you got fucking Holloway, Makhachev, Shamayev. Your $2 level, Got Taporia, Bo Nickel, and fucking Yuri Krejci. Where are you spending your $12?
I think I'm going to go with Pereira, Holloway, and Krejci. And here's why. Here's why. Because you got the power, and Alex is a fucking beast. That guy can knock the people the fuck out. And then you got Holloway's craziness mixed with Krejci's craziness. I think it's going to be one of the most exciting fighters that ever lived. He's just going to knock people out or get knocked out, and no one's going to give a fuck, and it's going to be crazy. He's going to make crazy videos.
There you go.
I'm coming!
I'm coming. Okay, whoa. Aggressive. I can't argue with that. I'm going to go a different route. I'm going Pereira, Chimaev, and Tapura.
Okay.
I know Chimaev will fucking wrestle fuck anybody down. I am taking a lighter weight guy, but we'll see. I didn't even take Ngannou. No, I'd take Pereira over
anybody. You
didn't
go with the heavyweight. Very surprising.
Yeah. This is interesting. Let's see. Oh, I saw a quote of the week was from Anthony Smith. He was talking about Dominic Reyes. He said, Dominic Reyes was not that good, but then it hit me. Maybe I'm not either anymore.
Oh.
It's kind of sad realization of, like, he was on the cusp of beating John Jones, and then it just fucking all went down. Because it wasn't it that fight and the Dominic Reyes fight with John Jones where, like, man, that was two really close fights. And I think the Reyes fight, I think Reyes actually won, but fucking judges fared for John, right?
Yes.
Let me see what this is. Okay, we don't need it. Let's do some KOs. What do you got?
Okay, I got two. I have first one is a little boxing. Greg Hardy.
Yeah, good.
Doing a little boxing and getting KO'd here. Well, good night.
Oh, he seems to be doing that of late. I want to see he's
being wobbly.
Had four or five of those recently.
Yeah, I don't know. I forgot if they showed the replay today. Anyways, yeah, that's one. Did you want me to do my other one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, the other one is I still. We have a one-armed KO. Have you seen? I'm not sure if you've seen this video. Here's a guy with one arm.
Oof. He's got I always the one arm. Don't like these guys fighting. But no Nick Newell's.
Here he is, knocking the dude out.
Because he actually weighs more by not having that limb.
So he's got
advantage.
More power.
And he's got a fucking another weapon. And you can't grab that guy by the wrist.
I lost my arm. I'm going to be a fucking fighter. Fuck this. Makes sense.
Yeah, I get it. I would never let him fight. You gotta fight one other guy that's missing an arm. That's all you do. You guys just fight each other forever, unfortunately. Yes. I've got two KOs. I'm trying to see what I got. Okay, we'll start with this one. Okay. Oof. That was like some spinning flying shit. Hang on. I missed it. Oh, man. Look at that one. And then here we go. A little boxing. Someone's going to get deaded.
Ooh, damn. Wow.
Those are the worst. When they go down like that. Eesh.
Shut him off, man. Eesh. Holy hell.
And I think we're right into some knowledge. What do you got?
Well, I wanted to ask, since Christmas is coming up.
Yes.
What is your favorite Christmas movie of all time?
Die Hard's up there.
Okay.
I like me a little Die Hard. What else Christmas-wise? You go ahead while I'm still pontificating.
Well, I was going to say Die Hard is number one because that's just for me. But close second, this is a completely different direction.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've seen this movie. It's called Love Actually. Have you seen that movie? It's a British like romantic comedy. It's really funny. And there's like all this crazy sex and weird relationship shit in there. It's hilarious. But it's the opposite. I have two. I like a little action, a little romance and laughing.
There you go.
You know, a little both. Back to back. That would be a good
See?
Yeah.
We just watched Die Hard the other night. I think two nights ago, actually. I like catching things when they're on. I enjoy Elf, but I think we've seen it too many times.
Yeah.
And then probably The Christmas Story.
That's a good one. Shoot your eye out.
Yeah. You know, shoot your eye out. And let's see what I have. So let's start with Call of Duty.
Ooh, you still playing that?
I'm slowly weaning myself out of it.
Yeah.
When you've gotten yourself to, when you look at the career score, and it used to say like percentage of where you're at, like compared to everybody else. And I was at 11, 10, 5. Now I'm at 0%, which might be a problem. So that means I'm in like, I'm almost ranked in whatever that is. I don't know how, the problem is they don't tell you how many people are playing and what your overall level is or like your number is. I'm just in the top 0% now. So that's probably a problem. Anyway, so they added some new features when you want to talk about jumping the shark and how we're, and I think this is probably why I'm not enjoying the game as much, because I like it more of a war feeling. And here's some of the shit you got in there now. So, okay, so this is, you stab a bong into someone's neck and then you can smoke it. That one's kind of funny. I'll watch it again.
That's pretty funny. That is pretty funny.
So I don't have a huge problem with that one. But then here's another finishing move. A unicorn fart coming soon.
What the fuck?
Let's see that one again.
Seems very gay.
Yeah, and so that's part of the problem is, too, like all these new weapons that you buy. So sometimes you die and you turn into like Christmas presents, like all these Christmas presents blow up and they're just trying to do all this over the top shit. And I just want to shoot and kill people in the game. I don't need all this other stuff. It just becomes more and more distracting. Cause you're like, what the fuck was that? Just keep it simple. It's a war game. You don't need all this bullshit. And I think it's because they can just nickel and dime everyone. Cause all this shit is points or dollars that you got to pay to get this or get that. So it's just nickel and diming everyone that's playing, where it's not, you bought the game and I don't care if you want to charge $20 more, but give people everything instead of every other 3 days. Hey, look at this new gun pack. You can get this super cool gun that does all this shit. Like, blah, blah, blah.
They want to keep you spending money.
Yeah, seriously.
That's what it is.
I'll close with some heavy bag work. We got two heavy bag workers.
Let's see.
I gotta get them dialed up here. Let's give your feedback on the technique. So we will start with this first one. We'll go no sound because, you know.
What's a, come on. Okay. Pretty crisp. Pretty crisp.
It is actually, right? Yeah, it's not bad. It's got good footwork,
reach,
man.
You know, good footwork with a 6-inch reach.
The bag's not moving very much, but that's a heavy bag. That's like one of those big ones. It might be 300 pounds.
It could be.
So that's pretty impressive. That guy's doing some work. The bag's not moving a lot. And then we'll cleanse the palate here.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
Yeah, I feel like she's not rotating on these punches.
No.
Like there's no hip, there's no foot. You got to drive. You got to rotate. The shoulders need to be rotating more. I don't know what, I think the guy was talking Brazilian, but he's not instructing her enough to like, hey, you gotta do work. I almost feel like we got an Instagram or an OnlyFans model here.
Well, she's wearing a necklace. Idea. I mean.
Yeah. So it's like, here, hit the pad, throw a combo. And we're in slow motion. This is very weird.
Super weird. But I don't mind.
Yeah, I mean, I'm noticing the camera work. So anyway, close on that note. Palette's cleansed. Palette is cleansed.
Yes. So we'll be back for a show on New Year's Day, I guess, is when it comes out. Is that right? No.
New Year's Eve. It'll release New Year's Eve. So We're taking Christmas week off, so Merry Christmas to everyone.
Merry ho ho ho.
Yes. Three hoes for everyone.
That's right. Maybe four.
Yeah, maybe. Depends. If you got money,
ho squared.
It'd be 17 hoes.
That's 16. Four times four.
That's right.
Hoes. Too many hoes.
That's too many hoes.
All right. Well, that's
more hoes, more problems.
Another edition of MMA Notes. My name's Engel Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.